When Tom Davis decided to organize a band, he was told by Jaime that they could have a band, but they couldn't rehearse in the music building.
Okay.
And, of course, the music building used to be over here, way over here near where psychology is now. It's right on Jefferson and Gilbert.
Okay, okay.
That blonde building there. They had to rehearse. They rehearsed in the basement of the Jefferson Hotel. They rehearsed in the nurse's Quonset hut after classes were done. They rehearse wherever they get a space, and a lot of times in the middle of the night, you know, at midnight or 11 o'clock. I mean, these guys were just so gung-ho to do this music.
Wow.
And, you know, they went to festivals, and they did well. But the real pivotal moment was Jaime had invited Buddy DeFranco to come in and do a series of concerts and clinics. And Buddy was, of course, a great classical player as well.
Hmm.
But he was not just a trad jazz guy. He played bebop. This guy could really play clarinet. I mean, he could do, you know, the very old style stuff like Sidney Bechet or any of the great clarinet players that worked out in New Orleans. But was more interested in modern jazz, and so he really took the bebop in the 40s and 50s. So when he was going to come, he sent along four big band charts. And he said, in addition to the classical stuff, I'd like to play these with your big band.
Oh, wow, okay.
Well, the University of Iowa did not have an official big band. So Jaime came sheepishly up to Tom Davis and asked if they might prepare that music to play with Buddy DeFranco as well. And from what I understand, the band was killer. Buddy loved the band, and it was forever then invited into the music building and became, you know, at first not an official ensemble, but they could practice and perform now at the School of Music.
Sure.
And this is, you know, Tom Davis, the head of percussion at the time, gets so much credit. He's a fine jazz vibraharp player himself, a fine composer himself. He loved jazz. He felt the most at home playing jazz than any other music that he performed.
Okay.
And his passion, his humility, his pithiness, all of those things played a huge role in making the turn so that jazz would be welcomed into the School of Music.